Time now for Chow St. Louis.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Buona domenica, benvenuti to our Ciao St. Louis like Italian music program. I'm your host, Mike Santangelo. I'm joined with Mr. Gaspare Di Maggio.
Buona domenica, Mike. Buona domenica a tutti i nostri ascoltatori. Ciao, Ciao St. Louis. Hello, everybody.
We have a fantastic show prepared for you today. We have a couple of guests coming in to bring a little vino and a little dessert.
Ray will be here, Maxwell, with Terra Firma Wines. So you know what that means?
That means
we'll be drinking wine.
We'll be drinking wine. We'll probably have some fun, huh?
Yeah, and Dominic Consolino with Amigetti's will be here a little later with some fantastic desserts for the holiday season. And so we'll be eating those, too. I'm wound up today. Let's go, brother.
All right, we're doing it.
Come on, come on.
Where's Chris? Chris, where are you at, Chris?
It's all right.
You must be stuck in traffic.
Yeah. I'll do the lesson for today. Don't worry about
it. He'll be here. He never let us down yet.
We got some good music lined up today.
We do. We got a few brand new songs. We got
Rat Pack with one of my favorites.
So, Mr. Giovanotti, right?
Yeah, I love Giovanotti.
Got a little Zucchero coming up in a little bit.
Of course we do.
Got some Gianni Morandi coming up. He's making a comeback. I saw an interview with him. I guess it was Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
He looks good. He's 72 years old. He's still knocking him out.
He does Facebook posts. He's like on the beach. I wouldn't be next to him on a beach. I'll tell you that.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started. La musica italiana. La prima canzone. Il primo brano. I got to learn that word.
See?
He's trying to learn that word. By Giuse Ferreri. Partite adesso.
Like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
È la notte che viene va, i colori della città, sotto il cielo che caldo fa. Sulle macchine cantiamo già, fino all'alba, l'energia e elettricità nell'aria. Non lo senti come brucia il cuore, questa scossa arriva fino al mare. Non lo senti come va feroce. Ragazza, dentro a baci di sabbia che si specchiano nudi nell'aria. Non lo senti come va nel cuore. È una scossa che non ha più fine. Non la senti come ci appartiene. Questo che mi fai volare. Un nuovo amore quest'estate ci travolgerà. Partite adesso, partite.
right, you're listening to the Chow St. Louis Italian Music Program. Give us a call here at the studio at 314-969-7700. La prossima canzone di Michele Zarillo, Ragazza del Dento. Beautiful song. You're listening to the Chow St. Louis. I want to give a shout out to Mikey Vitale, David Spavali, Corrado Sicola, tutti in ascolto.
Ma Michele, tutte queste canzoni romantiche, chi c'è oggi?
I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that. I'm just wondering. Got some romantic songs going on, you and me in the room. It's kind of dark.
Let's listen to the next song.
Come un contagio passa già da te a chi ti guarderà. Libertà è un concetto semplice. Se non rinunci al complicato, che sia per sempre un giorno solo.
Program Chow St. Louis is brought to you in part by De Gregorio's Market on the Hill. De Gregorio's sells a variety of meats, cheeses, pastas, including pre-cooked sauces, frozen pastas, meatballs, spadini, as well as 38 different types of sausages. De Gregorio's is open every day but Sunday, and they're located at 5200 Daggett Avenue on the Hill. Give them a call at 314-776-1062 or visit them online at DeGregorioFoods.com. This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Auto Art Collision and Restoration Center. Auto Art specializes in classic car restoration and auto body repair. Their expertise is breathing new life into lackluster antiques. Owner Bill Anselmo welcomes you to tour his facility located at 5305 North Rupp Avenue. Give them a call at 314-773-6663 or visit them at AutoArtSTL.com. That's Auto Art, St. Louis's premier auto body shop on the Hill.
All right, we are back live here. Chris, dove sei? Chris, maybe he's out buying some food for us.
Ma boh.
Huh?
Chris, non lo so.
Chris, dove? Bring something that we can pair with the little vino when Ray-Ban gets here. Speaking of vino, I had a few glasses of vino last night at the Fratellanza banquet.
Congratulations to Dave Passanisi and to Jim Foster.
Yes, congratulations again.
That was fun. We had a good time.
Fratellanza banquets, 151st.
151.
151. Rum, yeah. 151. Yeah. That was good.
That was fun.
Nice event.
Yeah, and they were good people. So
I think everybody had a good time. A lot of people dancing, and it was good.
I had
special dedication.
I think Franco had a good time,
Franco
too.
Bongiovanni did a great job, as
usual. I didn't
know
he could dance that good. I didn't know, but I found out.
Yeah, he was dancing to some Lady Gaga, wasn't he?
Con ballerino.
Ballerino. What do you got?
We got some
sports.
If anybody missed
it. Anybody interested?
There was a few Serie A matches this week, and the big one was Roma-Lazio, and Roma 2, Lazio 1. So they are on a roll. Napoli 2, Milan 1. Cagliari 1, Udinese 0. Genoa beat Crotone, and Sassuolo 2, Benevento 1. Chievo and Torino, Paraggio, they tied at 1. Spal and Fiorentino at 1. Sampdoria beat Juventus, which makes me a happy man.
You don't like Juventus.
I'm not a big fan of Juventus. They're like the Dallas Cowboys
of soccer, yeah.
Or even, I take that back. They're worse. They're the Patriots.
You don't like the Patriots?
Yeah. Everybody knows they're going to win, but they don't like it. So good. Good for Sampdoria. 3, Juventus 2. And then a couple more games later on are Inter and Atalanta and Verona and Bologna. So that's our wrap-up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
So go Roma.
Go Roma. So again, everybody's pretty upset about Italy not being in the World Cup. Huh? We don't want to talk about that.
Well, Ventura, the coach, got fired.
Did they fire him?
They fired him. But
Ischino.
But he said it wasn't his fault. So they tried really hard.
Well, really, it's not his fault.
Certo.
Il giocatore
io l'ha scelto, no io. So.
Che ci posso fare?
If there's one person whose fault it isn't, it's mine.
Or
it's
mine.
My fault.
We'll continue with musica, una nuova, il nuovo singolo di Gianni Morandi.
Gianni Morandi ancora
fa canzoni.
Bravo, Gian.
La canzone è intitolata Dobbiamo fare luce.
L'aereo è in ritardo, atterra quando atterra. Io ti chiamo appena posso, tanto so come finisce. Non rispondi, e non rispondi, non rispondi. Allora prendo un taxi e vado non so neanche dove. Lei vada che ci penso, ed eccoci che chiami. E non rispondo, non rispondo, non rispondo. È un po' come all'asilo, ma a un certo punto ci hanno detto fuori dall'asilo. Dobbiamo fare luce su cosa siamo noi. Magari siamo ancora in prova. Piove. Finisco in un albergo, non disfo neanche la valigia. Arriva un tuo messaggio, mi accusi di qualcosa. E non rispondo, non rispondo, non rispondo. Da quando mi ricordo, ci promettiamo passi avanti. E la fiducia serve. Dovresti farci conti e non rispondi, non rispondi, non rispondi. È peggio dell'asilo, ma forse non c'è niente che sia meglio dell'asilo. ciò che penso te lo scrivo e poi mi trovo ancora a suonarti sotto casa e tu mi chiedi solo che cosa è faticoso e non rispondo.
Listening to the Ciao St. Louis Italian Music Program.
Piaciuto.
Max Santangelo in Gaspare Di Maggio.
Sono qui.
Continuiamo con la musica. Un nuovo singolo di Mina Celentano.
Il danno è fatto e indietro non si torna più. Ora che il quadro è dipinto e il chiodo sta su. Punto a capo per colpa di Eva, un peccato a quell'ultima cena. In principio fu amore, ma adesso che cos'è? Io sai per colpa di Eva più pace non ho. Sguscio qui tra i ricordi di lune falò, fotogrammi di un mondo lontano, un amore tenuto per mano, in quel mondo l'essenza di tutto eri tu. Eva, accidenti a te. Questa vita strana mi riporta a te. Brava, tu a dimenticare e a ridisegnare traiettorie nuove.
Amavo il pensiero. Congelo le voglie giù in fondo per celarle a te.
Guardo l'amore che è stato un incubo acceso. Scendi o diva dal pulpito che ho creato per te.
Ora che il mandorlo è in fiore, il mio fiore non c'è. Qui nel giardino incantato il mio posto qual è? In rovina i miei giorni migliori, sono morsi i tuoi baci di ieri, indelebile il tempo speso insieme a te.
Congelo le voglie giù in fondo per celarle a te. Guardo l'amore che è stato un incubo acceso. Scendi o diva dal pulpito che ho creato. fatto per te.
Eva,
accidenti a te, questa vita sbanda e mi riporta a te.
Ed Shantano is another artist that doesn't want to quit.
No.
Keeps on going. Keeps on going. All right, let's continue with La Musica. D. Thomas and Sole alla Finestra. Welcome back to the Chow St. Louis program.
Hey, Mike, we got a couple events. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, one is Christmas on the Hill coming up on December 2nd.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah, that's Christmas. Not that far away,
I
brother.
Know.
December 2nd from 12 to 9, you'll see La Befana. They have the choir is going to be putting on a concert at church. Different events, so you can go to Christmas on the Hill. Go to the Hill website. It has all the details. You'll have a country store, the St. Ambrose Sewing Circle, Maestro, one of our favorite. They'll have the Maestro Hill Shop in front of St. Ambrose, Carriage Rides, Nativity Walk, And you can pick up some gifts at Girasole. La Befana will be telling stories at 12, from 12 to 3. Walking tours, all kinds of stuff. From 12 to 9, Christmas on the Hill, December 2nd. That's one. And then we also have the upcoming the Christmas dinner, FIAO sponsored, which, by the way, I'm president of FIAO.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, just full disclosure, FIAO Christmas party. That's coming up on Friday, December 8th, and you can buy your tickets online at, it's going to be at 6:30 at Favaza's Rose of the Hill, and there's Bomboniere. We'll have a little gift for everybody. Catherine Favaza will be singing. I'll be emceeing if you're interested. And for more information and tickets, it's FIAOSTL.org.
Nice.
If you want.
The Sicilian Club, which I'm president of.
Oh, I heard.
They're having their Christmas party on December the 10th.
Okay.
And they're going to be raffling off a big screen TV, a 49-inch flat screen 4K Ultra HD smart TV. You can buy your raffle tickets from us here at the studio if you like. They're $5. $5 win a 49-inch flat screen.
I'm gonna win it, and it's going to be over my fireplace.
Be so, nice, yeah. Well, how many tickets you want?
I'll take 10.
10.
All
okay.
Right. I'm in.
Chip into you. In the meantime, chip into Gianna, Nannini, pensami.
Hai nostalgia di quei ricordi senza senso. La nostalgia, un animale che mi morde dentro. Come mi dispiace non esserci con te. Mi dispiace non esserci davvero. Pensami, pensami, lasciami un invito. Pensami, pensami, ti ho perduto. Non è vero, no. Ho i brividi, in questi giorni perdo tempo. Tu stringimi, questa vita è un ballo lento, lento. Come mi dispiace che tu non sei con me. So che ti piace vivere e cadere. Vivere e cadere. Mi dispiace che non sei qui con me. E non mi dispiace se ancora mi fai male. Pensami, pensami, lasciami un invito.
And you're listening to the Chao St. Louis Music Program and La Prossima Canzona, di one of my favorites, Zucchero, Un'altra Storia.
And it was dark.
I like it.
The Lord was our light.
E se penso a te, mi faccio male. Ma invecchierò pensando a te. E se me ne andai fu per amore. Che un giorno sai ucciderò. Ci vuole tempo, oh, tutta una vita, lo so. Because I love you more than I need you. Cause I feel so bad. Feel so bad because I need you more than I want you. Cause I feel so bad, feel so bad. Così resterai di puro amore. Che un giorno sai. Ammazzerò. Babe, ma è un'altra storia. Oh, quella che sai, che so. Because I love you more than I need you. Cause I feel so bad, feel so bad. Because I need you more than I want you. Cause I feel so bad, feel so bad.
Listening to the Charles St. Louis Italian music.
Zucchero
program.
In inglese, huh?
Zucchero in inglese.
That's English.
Continuamo con JX and Fetus.
Okay.
One of your favorites.
Okay. Yeah.
Si.
Oh. You want me to just rap?
Yeah, why don't you just rap? How come it's not going over? It's not coming over the...
Yo no lo so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. All right. Well, we...
Plan B.
We'll go to Plan B, right. We'll go to Plan B here. As soon as we get this figured out, we'll...
We'll have it back. It's not a problem. Sure. We'll get you. Relax. Everybody just relax.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal at all.
It's not a big deal at all.
If anybody's interested, there's a Santa Fara dinner dance in Chicago on December 2nd. You can get your tickets online if you want. They're available. You can go to Santa Fara of Chicago, and they'll have everything there for you. It's $75 a person. Cocktails at 6:30, dinner at 7:30. I've been there, I've done it, and it's a lot of fun. December 2nd at Chicago.
At Chicago. All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll go ahead and
play some.
Yeah, we'll play a few commercials here. And we'll figure out what's going on with the connections here. Yep.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed.
We'll be right back.
I'll sing if you can.
This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Guido's Pizzeria and Tapas. Located in the heart of the hill, Guido's brings you family recipes made with love. They offer the best of Mediterranean cuisine with a menu full of classic Italian fare and traditional Spanish entrees and tapas. Guido's delivers a taste of Spain in the middle of Italy with made-to-order dishes like Guido's homemade lasagna, tapas caliente, and rich caramelized flan. Guido's is open 7 days a week and is located at 5046 Shaw Avenue. Give them a call at 314-771-4900 or visit them online at guidosstl.com. This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Maestro Printing. Maestro Printing provides professional screen printing, large format printing, as well as direct digital t-shirt printing. Maestro Printing also carries a wide variety of Italian novelty t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and much more. Owner Dave Passanisi welcomes you to visit their store located at 1631 Sublette Avenue. On the Hill. Call Maestro Printing at 314-781-2992 or visit them online at maestrosp.com. For all your printing needs, remember Maestro Printing.
All right, we're back. We're back.
We are back with more.
More. Chris is just joining.
Sono.
Finalmente.
Che disastro, che casino finalmente, di questa vita, questo
okay?
Weekend.
Sì. Ok, allora.
Ma perché?
No, troppo da fare con i bambini.
Sì.
Abbiamo avuto una partita stamattina e dire la verità, mi sono dimenticato di farvi sapere. No, avevo l'intenzione di inviare un SMS e mi sono dimenticato.
Ma insomma, abbiamo continuato.
No, avete fatto bene. Io stavo ascoltando.
Ah, sì?
In macchina, sì, io...
Ha detto Alexis?
Non ce l'ho.
Ah, no.
Ma io ascoltavo il grande programma.
Abbiamo fatto bene, ok.
Avete fatto benissimo.
Grazie.
Until a few minutes ago.
I heard that. Yeah. And, no music.
I found the problem.
But you know, you guys have an amazing ability to just step in and cover such things. Oh, yeah.
It was smooth.
It was so. People pay for that kind of entertainment.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Pay. Senza pagare.
Senza pagare.
We'll try that again.
Nice.
This time I'll turn the volume up.
Fortunately, you have the volume up for the ads.
La ragazzina era normale non avere soldi. Prima di ordinare e controllare il portafogli. Professor X, Batman, Iron Man e Iron Fist. Supereroi ma pieni di quattrini. Darth Vader, Lex Luthor, Joker, Harley Quinn. Mi piacciono molto di più i cattivi. So cosa vuol dire non arrivo a fine mese. Questo è il mio film, zio, ho fatto io le riprese. Non ti piace ma reagisco alle tue offese. Un regista che risponde male, Martin Scortese. Ratatata, qui nessuno ti dà una mano quando serve. Come Trump con la Merkel. Meglio dire cose che fa ridere. Per la verità c'è omertà. Come il crimine, senza regole. Come le ragazze con il grilletto facile. Entriamo senza pagare. Come le calciate.
con la zattera, adesso sto in barca. Fra, ma resto il figlio di due cuori, un mutuo in banca. Fra, con i miei bimbi sperduti gridavamo a banca. Senza abiti di marca, con la vita che ti sfianca, andavo al nido. Con mamma e papà pesano un fido. Essere indebitati già da feto. Nascondono la polvere sotto il decreto, sotto il decreto. Con un low cost per Ibiza, il blu tornado di Gardaland. Lezioni divisa, seduti all'ultimo banco. Ma dalla lotta di classe alla botta di tasse, comunisti con Rolex.
Come il crimine, senza regole. Come le ragazze con il grilletto facile. Entriamo senza pagare. Come le calciatori di Serie A, ci guarda tutto il locale. Alla fine nessuno ci toccherà. Come il crimine.
Now we getting mad if the thoughts don't holler. Straight from walking to a Lambo, eating food straight out of the can, bro. Now my butler telling me to have a good day. Now I feel good in a good way. I like it, she like it, and everything came right on time, on time.
All right, Chris, did you bring anything for us?
That was Gaspare X with featuring T-Pain.
Featuring T-Pain.
Gaspare X featuring T-Pain. So you say T-Pain can sing?
T-Pain can sing really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was...
Where did you hear him sing?
Well, I watch these shows that you guys probably don't watch. It's a karaoke show. I think it's on BET. I'm not sure, but and they bring people out and they lip sync battle. That's what it's called.
Lip Sync Battle.
T-Pain was on Lip Sync Battle Hip Hop Edition.
But it was without Gaspare X.
No, sì, senza Gaspare e senza pagare. Right. So it was...
Okay, on that note, continuiamo con la musica di Samuel.
I think he doesn't like our jokes.
La statua della mia libertà si muove. Non sto legato a un'orbita. È un giorno fra tanti nel mondo, è un posto fra tanti nel tempo. Ci sono istruzioni per far funzionare le cose, ma non le comprendo. La fortuna non viene da sola, non si compra e non si regala. Le sue ali giganti distendono colpi, la vedi, ma lei ti sorvola. E la sorte ha voluto giocare in quest'angolo dell'universo. Io devo scappare lontano, seguire il richiamo di un mondo diverso. Se mi fermo lo so che io muoio, non resisto qui, non sopravvivo. Il giardino dei sogni profuma di fiori ed aspetta soltanto il mio arrivo. La statua della mia libertà si muove. Una marea che non si ritirerà si muove. La statua della mia libertà si muove. Non sto legato a un'orbita. Qui nessuno ti spiega la strada per scegliere il lato migliore. Ed ora guardando lontano io vedo le luci, una notte, un bagliore. Conosco il dolore del tempo, le rughe della sua faccia. Le vele scolpiscono il vento correndo, le barche non lasciano traccia. Profeti e nazioni apparecchiano insieme ancora la stessa tavola. Le storie dell'apocalisse si mutano a volte in scenari da favola. La statua della mia libertà si muove. Una marea che non si ritirerà si muove. La statua della mia libertà si muove. Non sto legato a un'orbita.
allora muoio. La statua della mia libertà, una marea che non si ritirerà. La statua della mia libertà si muove, non sto legato a un'orbita. La statua della mia libertà si muove, una marea che non si ritirerà. Si muove, la statua della mia libertà si muove, non sto legato a un'orbita.
We are back live, and Ray Maxwell just came
Ray
in,
Maxwell
too.
Ray Maxwell just showed up in the studio.
I was getting awful thirsty, too.
Hopefully, we'll sure be Larry learning something up. About some wine
we're
suggestions
make a little room
for
in here, and we'll get it all set up for our pairing. Welcome, Raymond.
Beautiful.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's cool.
Hi. Raymond has a friend, too.
Yes.
Awesome. Mamie. Okay, Mamie. All right. Beautiful. We can't sample wine without that. Okay, we'll go ahead and get set up, and then we'll go Facebook Live. In the meantime, we'll listen to a song from who? Nuova Luce.
Babaluce,
yeah.
Quanto casino nella testa, potrei farne un grattacielo, un sogno, puoi chiamarlo sogno, solo se diventa vero e non c'è dubbio nella verità, per questo ci spaventa, è meglio credere di andare, che fallire già in partenza, e le strade si confondono, le scelte si aggrovigliano, questi anni disperati neanche più ci meravigliano, ti sei mai chiesto che senso ha, se non riesci più a sentirla, la felicità, e se tu è troppo veloce, va tutto troppo veloce, se tutto è troppo veloce, non riesci neanche più a pensare, se tutto gira troppo veloce. Fammi mancare l'aria, io sono Marte, tu la terra, fammi la guerra, sei la mia nuova luce, sei la mia nuova luce, sei tutto quello che ho. Qualcuno ci farà la festa, poco prima di partire, per chi passa la frontiera, non ci sono bollicine, e poi i ricordi si rincorrono, i giorni si assomigliano, questi anni disperati neanche più ci meravigliano, se tutto è troppo veloce, va tutto troppo veloce, se tutto è troppo veloce, non riesci neanche più a pensare, se tutto gira troppo veloce. Fammi mancare l'aria, io sono Marte, tu la terra, fammi la guerra, sei la mia nuova luce, sei la mia nuova luce, sei tutto quello che ho. Solo per una fine facile, e inizia sempre tutto da te, tutto da te. Se tutto è troppo veloce, non riesci neanche più a pensare, se tutto gira troppo veloce. Fammi mancare l'aria, io sono Marte, tu la terra, fammi la guerra, sei la mia nuova luce, sei la mia nuova luce, sei tutto quello che ho.
And we are back live, and we are also on Facebook Live. You can
right
check
now.
Us out here. You can check out Ray Maxwell with Terra
Firma.
Terra Firma.
Terra Firma.
Yeah. Terza firma.
We right. got tante facce brutte e una faccia bellissima.
Thanks for livening the place up. Beautiful woman here.
Well, no one wants to see. You know, I always tell people that I have a radio face and a silent film voice.
There you go. Perfect face for radio. What do you got for us, Raymond? Raymond, he's been with us before. He is actually somebody I heard say called you a wine educator.
I've been called different things. I think that's one of the nicer, the nicer descriptions I've heard over the years. Been in the business total of 20 years, so you pick up a few things along the way. The big thing about wine, today's theme is some Italian wines to go with Thanksgiving. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be your Pinot Noirs from Sonoma or France. It doesn't have to be whatever. So we thought today's theme would be Italian wines to go with Thanksgiving. The first thing I always want to tell people is have fun with it. The most important thing is drink what you like, because in the end, that is the most important food pairing. These are just suggestions to consider. And just try not let the wine overpower the food or the food overpower the wine. But
I like to have fun with wine.
I like to have fun drinking it beforehand, afterwards.
Yeah.
I pair it with the food, without the food.
And consider wine as a food item. Now, one of the things we have today, or we're going to start off with, is Prosecco. I tell people that bubbles go with absolutely everything. You do not need a special occasion to drink bubbles.
Oh, my God.
And the nice thing
that's
about
the rule I live by.
Yeah. And the neat thing about
that's
bubbles.
Last night.
Yeah, you can have it with the entire meal. Now, the first one. We
probably want to hang on, and then we'll.
We have to do a station ID,
and then we're going to come right back, and then we can float right into this. We got about 12 bottles of wine open here.
Oh my God!
So we're going to say our goodbyes now. Yeah. And hopefully,
Johnny, can you play?
We'll see everybody. Hey, everybody, next week. Don't forget to listen to the podcast. And thanks for coming, Raymond. And no, we'll be right back after the station ID.
All right, thank you.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921. Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.
MDP e Sinistra Italiana chiudono i tentativi di disgelo del PD nonostante i segnali positivi degli ultimi giorni da Prodi e Pisapia, che ora chiede ripensateci. Scossa di magnitudo 4.4 nel Parmense, avvertita anche più a nord, nessuna segnalazione di danni ma tanta paura, gente in strada. Nel torinese un 26enne addestratore è sbranato e ucciso dal cane di un amico, in Sardegna una donna aggredita da due Rottweiler. Robert Mugabe ha accettato di lasciare la presidenza dello Zimbabwe, le dimissioni nelle prossime ore attraverso un messaggio in televisione. Domani Tavecchio potrebbe arrivare da dimissionario al consiglio della FIGC, sarebbero venuti meno i voti determinanti di alcune componenti del calcio. La Juve cade a Genova con la Samp sotto di 3 gol, ne recupera 2 nel finale ma non basta, 13 sconfitta del Benevento in serata, il posticipo Inter-Atalanta.
La Juve cade, that's all you needed to hear.
La Juve cade, yeah, we got a lot of buffering going on.
Ma tanto, sono contentissimo.
Contentissimo.
Oh my God, I am.
We are live here in the studio. We have a full house, including a case of wine. We're going to go ahead and play a little music. You can watch us on Facebook Live, and for those that are listening to on the radio, we're going to play some songs.
Yeah, but first he's going to introduce, right?
Pardon me?
He's going to introduce what he's doing first, right?
He's going to introduce it to the
Facebook
Live.
Oh, okay.
Or should we introduce it?
Let's try
it
now first.
Let's do both then. Hey, yeah, we're open.
Yeah, we'll start taking a sip and then play the music when we need it.
Bro. There we go. Okay.
So
tell us what you're giving us right now, Raymond.
Casino Prosecco. Now, the fun thing about this particular Prosecco is we can all drink a bottle, maybe two. But if you can't finish that very next bottle, it has a built-in stopper.
Nice.
And that's what I love about this. You have your built-in stopper with this little Prosecco, organic grapes.
No extra charge, huh?
No extra charge. No. And bubbles go with everything. Now, if you're watching football while everybody else is cooking, try it with your pretzel. I think you'll find that a sip of this, a little bite of pretzel, another sip of the bubbles, you'll
love
the way that the salt really kicks it.
All right.
It does. Mm-hmm. Prosecco and pretzels.
I'm telling you.
It's better than pretzels and beer.
Better than pretzels and beer. Mm-hmm. Almost as good as pretzels and an anchovy pizza. Mm. Also try with the salted caramel
chocolate,
which we picked up at Whole Foods.
So this Prosecco wine is not just for mimosas then,
huh? Not just for mimosas. You can have it with your entire Thanksgiving meal. If you notice it has that nice crisp acidity, it's dry, you get the fruit, this will cut through all the different foods. So if you don't want to go from wine to wine with every little dish, and you just want to have one wine to go with the whole meal, this is one of those wines that can do it.
Well, Dominic Consolino is going to be here in a little bit with some desserts, so we could try with that as well.
Try with the desserts.
Nice. And the name of this Prosecco wine is?
Ficino. And you can buy this?
Ficino. F-A-S-C-I-N-O.
Randall's over on Manchester, and 141 carries it.
Okay.
Also a few other independents. And then any store that you go to will be more than happy to special order. I always tell people that if your store does not special order something for you, find a different store.
Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. That's very good, Raymond. Yeah.
Now, when do you typically drink bubbles, Mike?
Usually it's at some special event.
We got more special.
Oh, we got more
keep
special.
Going, everybody. Come on in.
Look who just joined us. I was just saying your name, Dominic. He's coming in from behind the scenes. Wow, look at that.
Look at that. He didn't come empty-handed either.
This is a Thanksgiving special. Look at that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
While Dominic's getting settled, you know the name of this wine. It's in Italian, it's pronounced Fascino, F-A-S-C-I-N-O, Fascino. Good word in Italian. It means like charm or allure. It could also mean fascination, but it's really usually used to mean, you know, like il fascino del grande Gaspare, the allure of the great Gaspare.
Very alluring.
Fascino.
That's part of our Italian lesson.
It's part of our.
It wasn't intended.
Well, that's okay.
It's called a teachable moment.
That's good. That's
Dominic
good.
Did not come empty-handed.
Dominic Consolino, look at the cake that he just brought in.
Of our cassata cake that we're offering, and we've got little cassata minis too. Can you see that?
We'll have to bring them up.
You know, I'm glad to see this. I was walking down the street on the hill on Friday, and I was walking down Marconi, headed to. I was distributing some posters for the December 8th dinner, and ran across a friend who had a bag full of stuff. Turned out she had just come out of Amagetti's and had a whole stack of these, so glad to see it.
We have to show that cake on
there. Cassatini. Our cassata minis as we...
Look at that beautiful cassata cake.
Let's show them the cassata cake.
Beautiful. Look at that. I'm not sure where everybody see that?
That is a thing of beauty.
What are you doing?
Uh-oh.
Almost here.
I'm just... I want everybody to see how beautiful. Look at that.
So this is made with real ricotta cheese. Wow. It's an authentic Italian recipe. It's not pudding that you'll find some people doing this. We may be the only, I can't get the chair closer here.
We might be the only bakery in St. Louis.
Bottles on the floor. Wait a minute.
They're not empty yet.
So, anyway, I think there's only a few people in St. Louis selling these, and we're fortunate enough that we've run across a really good baker who's helping us with this project. And we'll be offering.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to try that.
Yeah. So can I do a shameless plug? Give us a call by
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tomorrow, late day, and we'll be able to fill your order. You can pick it up on Wednesday.
For Thanksgiving still.
For Thanksgiving. Perfect. Exactly.
That's at Amagetti's on the Hill.
Amagetti's on the Hill. What's the
number? Right at Wilson and Marconi.
And the phone number to call? 314-776-2855.
776-2855.
We're right next door to St. Ambrose Church.
Mm-hmm. Amagetti's on the Hill. Cassatas.
Did we do the Amagetti's commercial yet, Johnny, or not? Or it's coming up?
We just did.
We just did the commercial. Well, yeah. We're going to get double.
Let's do double. And if you need bread, you can still call tomorrow up until about 5 p.m. We can fill your bread orders to be picked up on Wednesday. A lot of people get a bread ring for their Thanksgiving Day table. Looks beautiful. Tastes great.
I had a bread ring myself last night.
I had a bread
at the Fred Alonzo banquet.
You know,
yeah,
when I go to those things, they put the ring on the table.
Oh my God!
And my wife yells at me, but I'm not going to break into it. No, I'm just not.
I mean, isn't that why they call it breaking bread?
Breaking bread.
And that's And Gaspare jumps right in, man. Let me tell
and
you.
It saves you from having to pick up rolls at the buffet line. So you rolls. Don't really need to pick up the rolls you when you get roll. That nice looking bread.
The spaghetti ring there. It's
all right.
One of my favorites. Allora.
Let's continue. Okay, some Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio. Can I still eat that with my pretzel?
You can. Once again, you can do whatever you wish.
Whatever makes you happy, huh?
Whatever makes you happy. One of the best things about this being the United States is that we are not obligated to drink a specific wine from a specific region. We can have wines from all over Italy that we want. And we can have wines from anywhere we want. And we can pair it with whatever we wish. The neat thing about this little Pinot Grigio is it's not all acid, minerality, and lime. You're actually going to get some other flavors with this, a little cantaloupe. And I think the bright acidity in this, once again, I'm talking about acidity. You need acidity to cut through the food, create a little saliva in your mouth so you're ready for the next bite. And it really brings out the food flavors to make it pop and actually pops the fruit flavors into wine in itself. I've never understood why people want to drink these heavily oaked, buttery Chardonnays that the moment you have it with your food, you just lose all flavor and it just fills you up too fast.
All you do is taste this, the wine. You don't get to taste the food that you're eating. You lose the taste.
I don't even taste the wine in that case. I taste the butter, that oaky, buttery flavor. Yeah. I want to ask you about this. This has been a complaint of mine for a number of years about, I remember in, let's say, early 90s, when Pinot Grigio was not widely available in the market, and then it suddenly became really popular somewhere in the 90s, and then I suspect became the number one Italian white import to the United States. And then, again, my opinion, I may be wrong on this, a least common denominator sort of occurred, and to me, so many of the Pinot Grigios became very bland, you know, almost like a watered-down kind of feeling. What I like about this is it still has some body, it still has some character to it. Really, if you like Pinot Grigio, this is a great wine. I'm enjoying it already. Just a sip, and it's very full of flavor.
And the brand name?
This one is Italiano Cescon.
Put the professore. Italo.
Italo Cescon.
Italo Cescon.
Italo Cescon. You would think that when your mom's maiden name is Vitali, you would have a better command of pronunciating
I understand.
Italian words, but I feel truly embarrassed. But I also say, if you buy it, you can call it what you want. But
I like that.
In the end, but as you said, you actually have some weight to this. There's too many of those. I mean, what you like is what works. And I'm not knocking those Pinot Grigios, but they hit a certain price point. I mean, this one is going to be right around $12-$13.99.
And it's a good-looking bottle,
too. It's a great bottle. And I always say, hey, for an extra few bucks, why not have something that really shows the effort you put forth on the food and that you really enjoy that much more? Mm. And this, you get that cantaloupe flavor. You get a little bit of lemon. It's not just lime, acid, and minerality. And you feel a little bit of weight to it, and it doesn't overwhelm the food.
Very nice. Pinot Grigio, un uomo, una vita e una passione. See? It says right on the bottle. It's got the little grapevine stick on there.
Grapevine, yeah.
Grapevine vine.
I like it.
All right.
That's a nice wine.
Why don't we throw on a song here in the meantime, and... Una canzone di ieri.
Di ieri.
Una canzone di ieri. Una canzone favorita. Brigatoni.
I like Brigatoni.
Solo tu mi facisti innamorare. Se pede, custiga e de lógico, tu me fasciste próprio namorare. Pega, se tutta vida mia, che mare, rio a dire, caiu de
pouco bem. Me manga su lugar, me regisse. Se tu vuoi, se tu vuoi, nini fui eu. Como vigi, me matruza e me babá. Se carusa, mando descante, ma biqui. Ma não sai, que tu me vai a me morir. Donne cuore, aspetto che tu mi dici sì. Se tu vuoi, se tu vuoi, nini puiemo. Come un dici, ne matruzza e me babà. Se carusa, ma tu ti scandi, ma picchi. Ma non sai che tu mi fai a mia morire. Venga, se tu vieni con mia. Tu cuore mio non soffri, e assieme a chi tu do.
All right. All right, we are back live here in the studio.
We're discussing Sangiovese right now.
Yeah,
right?
We're discussing Sangiovese. Raymond, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Sangiovese wine and what can we pair it with? Can I eat it with spaghetti or drink it with spaghetti and meatballs?
You can have it with spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti never goes with meatballs.
I know.
What is wrong with you?
I know. It's
nobody.
Nobody does spaghetti and meatballs.
That. That.
Now,
never
heard of it. We're doing the Brico al Sole. Sangiovese, organically grown grapes. This one's over at the Schnucks Hampton Village. They have a great Italian wine selection.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. I mean, I would say theirs beats the hill.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And in my humble opinion,
the Schnucks on at Hampton
Village has a better
not Schnucks on the hill.
Right. They actually have a better Italian wine selection.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing I like the thing with this. Barbera, Nebbiola, is you're going to get more of these cherry flavors. You're going to get a little bit more of the bright fruit. So if you're going to do your cranberry sauce or any kind of a cherry kind of sauce on Thanksgiving, this would go well. This is a Sangiovese that's not so big that it would overwhelm everything. So if you're not going to do Pinot Noir, these next few reds would be something that would be a nice alternative.
I'm glad you mentioned that with cranberry. You know, when drinking wine with Thanksgiving dinner, that's always the thing. If I take a bite of cranberry sauce and then follow it up with wine, it almost never works just because of the, I think it's the acidity of the cranberry sauce that overpowers the wine. I think this would hold up to it.
This would hold up to it. The acidity in the Sangiovese would neutralize it. The nice thing about Sangiovese is the acidity in Sangiovese is really good at neutralizing the high acidity of tomato-based dishes.
Can I be frank here?
Sure.
I thought you were Gaspare.
Gaspare.
Oh my God.
We don't have cranberry anything at our
Thanksgiving. No, we don't. Must be a
apologize.
Must be a polenta thing.
That's okay.
I mean, we have the turkey at our Thanksgiving is pretty much a side dish, and I can't tell you about a stuffing or a cranberry. I'm not trying to be, but this That's would okay. go with anything else we have at our Thanksgiving, though. I'll tell you that.
My grandmother, my Italian grandmother, yes. is the one who started doing cranberries for
really?
Thanksgivings. Yeah, I suspect she got the recipe from a friend because I remember as a kid, we did at Christmas, Thanksgiving, we would have a baked ham and ravioli,
yeah.
and it would be an Italian meal.
Sure.
But the cranberries, my mom makes the same recipe now. But even the name for cranberry, do you know in Italian?
No, I don't.
Anybody?
Couldn't.
They're Mirtilli Rossi Americani. So Mirtillo is blueberries.
Blueberries, yeah.
So that's red American blueberries.
Red American.
That's the name for cranberry. So it's obviously not of Italian origin. It's from the north. It's from North America.
Sure. They don't drink vodka and cranberry then, I guess.
Probably cranberry.
Vodka and
Mirtillo Rossi Americani.
Mirtillo Rosso Americano.
All right.
Maybe next time I should bring some cranberry juice and grappa and see if that works.
Ooh.
That would work for me.
That sounds good.
I'm a fan.
I mean,
grappa
and your shoe would work for me. Right. It's fine by me.
Drink it out of the shoe.
So, like, from a price point, what is the Sancho?
This one's only like $13.99.
It's
reasonable. You don't have to break the bank,
right?
But at the same time, I'll do a retail tasting and I'll show somebody a wine and go, "Oh, I love that," and they go, "But it's $13.99. I only wanted to spend $9.99, out of my budget." I go, "Wait a minute! You're spending $200 just on food alone. You're spending 10 hours cooking this meal. Why not go with the extra $4 for the better wine that you like that really shows off your quality of cooking and really impress your guests? Yeah. Aren't you worth it?" I always tell people that. You remember the ancient history, the story of Crassus? Julius Caesar's buddy? Okay, so Caesar's buddy Crassus used to have these elaborate dinner parties. And one night he dined alone, and his chef made him a real inexpensive meal. He called the guy in, and he goes, "Why such a small, inexpensive meal?" He goes, "Well, sire, you're dining alone." He goes, "Well, you should have made the most elaborate meal ever, because tonight Crassus dines with Crassus."
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah. And
damn it, I'm worth it.
Right. That's what I tell people. I go, if you think your guests are, you should at least think your guests are worth it. But when you dine alone, you should definitely say, "I'm worth it."
Absolutely.
And pop it for yourself.
And $13 for a Sangiovese, I mean,
you can't beat that.
You've got to.
You can't beat that.
If you've ever had a $50 Sangiovese, you would understand.
Why buy a $9 bottle of wine that you're not going to enjoy?
Exactly.
Right. Especially when you put all that time and effort.
I agree.
Or you really want that wonderful Amigetti's cassata cake to pop.
Johnny, do we need to do a little business here? He's giving me the eye.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Facebook,
yes,
everybody.
We're still live on Facebook.
We're still
Facebook.
Whining
Check
and
us
dining.
Out. Wining and Dining at WEW 770. Salute.
Salute.
Okay, so.
This program is brought to you by Vincent's Jewelers, locally owned and operated full service jewelry, serving the St. Louis community for more than 35 years. Owner Vito Lentini and his staff invite you to visit their beautiful showroom, where you will experience professional and personal service as well as top quality jewelry without paying the top quality prices. Vincent's Jewelers has more than 1,100 engagement and wedding type rings, as well as more than 1,300 loose diamonds, so that you can choose the diamond that's right for you. That's Vincent's Jewelers at 11733 Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Give them a call at 314-989-9030 or visit them at vincentsjewelers.com. This program, Chow St. Louis, is brought to you in part by Vitali's Deli, located at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill. Owner Mike Vitali offers deli sandwiches all named after members of his family, like the Pete Italian sandwich, loaded with boar's head ham, salami, roast beef, mozzarella cheese, and their very own homemade Italian dressing. Vitali's Deli also offers various salads, as well as bakery goods from Vitali's Bakery. Visit them at 425 North Sappington Road, Glendale, Missouri, or give them a call at 314-966-9912. That's Vitali's Deli, Glendale, Missouri, off the hill.
We are back, everybody, and Mike is busy eating.
All right, I'm trying to put my headset back on here. We got all this wine and food and a cassata cake. We're gonna try the Prosecco again.
The Prosecco again, because like I was saying earlier, bubbles go with everything, and the best way to prove that I'm right is to actually test it.
We're gonna find out if you're right or not now.
We're gonna find out if I'm just a salesman moving my lips, or if I actually.
Are you in cahoots with Dominic Consolino here?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you guys are work.
Working together?
Working together.
This is a scam. This is
what an idea.
That's awesome.
Dominic?
Okay. You didn't give me any ricotta on this cassata there. Did you take it out for yourself?
Here's your ricotta. Come here.
No, that's okay. The candied fruit is good.
So take a bite. Take a sip. Take a bite.
That is good.
I think you didn't finish your French rinse.
French rinse. Oh,
yeah. So, Dominic, did I understand correctly? You said you have a partnership with a special baker for this project?
Yes.
And is that only going to be for the holidays, or is this something that's going to be more regularly ongoing?
At this point, we're starting out. We'll kind of go for specialty items of the season as we go forward. I don't want to be a me-too bakery. There's a lot of great bakeries on the Hill, and we each do our own thing. I'd like to find things that they don't do that are needed, and I think a cassata cake being available on the Hill is one of those. Because as of right now, you can't buy a traditional Italian cassata
Sicilian
cake on the Hill, right?
It's a Sicilian cassata, right?
Yes.
It's not Italian, so you wouldn't know about that, Chris.
I'm Italian, not Sicilian.
Well, it was a juice. I mean,
it's like saying Southern fried chicken as opposed to, you know, you're not going to say Minnesota fried chicken. You know,
they probably have good fried chicken in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's Southern fried.
you betcha. In Minnesota, they have fried chicken. You betcha.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
as a comparison, that's probably
the cassata. It's always been called cassata siciliana.
Io capisco bene. Why do you have a pasta that you call pasta milanese?
Well, pasta milanese, pasta milanese.
See, I know, but it's a Sicilian dish.
It's a Sicilian dish.
But I like it though.
We call it pasta di San Giuseppe. Maybe it's another Italian.
Le sfince di San Giuseppe sono buoni.
Pasta di San Giuseppe is, pasta with the sardine.
With the sardine, breadcrumbs.
Or pasta milanese.
Pasta milanese.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I
have a theory about why it's called that, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. I'll tell you my theory later.
The last one was a what now? Go ahead, Raymond.
Okay, so we just did the Prosecco again.
Okay.
But we did it with the cassata cake.
The cassata cake.
Where earlier I was saying how bubbles will pair with everything from start to finish, including your dessert, and this was just a nice little example of that.
I'm going to agree with you 110%.
Yes.
That was
have to agree.
That made that cassata cake pop in my mouth. It was awesome. It was very good.
It was clean. It was dry.
Yeah,
so
it
made you really look forward to the next bite of cassata.
Yeah.
So maybe Dominic can offer cassata cake and a bottle of
and
bubbles.
A bottle of bubbles.
We can do that. We sell it by the bottle.
Yeah, we have 187 milliliter bottles of Prosecco that you could sell the small cassata cake with a bottle of bubbles, and they could have that right there.
That works out good. This is great.
Sounds like we're doing it.
Sounds like we're doing it.
Sounds like a plan.
You know, it'd be a great pairing as we get into the Christmas season, too.
Yeah.
And we have I Love You Prosecco that if you wanted to do a thing for Valentine's as well.
That would tie in with our Sweetheart Special. You know the Amigetti Special?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We serve it on a roll shaped like a heart.
Ooh.
So we'll handle
that. There's so much romance in this room.
Oh, my God. There is so much romance.
You know, I'm accused of being a salesman first that I have no such thing as an off switch. So I need to turn off being a salesman, actually. To talk
about. All right. We're going to play another set of music here with the medley from 1968.
Un amore, uno di tanti anni fa, la fisarmonica. Ma tu non piangere, non si cancella così, torna più grande che mai il desiderio di te. Quando vivevi felice con me, non son degno di te, non ti merito più, ma al mondo non esiste nessuno che non ha sbagliato una volta e va
bene così. Me ne vado da te. Ma quando la sera dovreste sola, ricorda qualcuno che amava te. Sui monti di pietra può nascere un fiore, e mai questa sera è nato l'amore per te. E va bene così. Me ne vado da te. Ma non esiste nessuno che non ha sbagliato una volta. Amore, se non avessi più te, perché questo silenzio che nasce intorno a me, se manchi tu, mi fa sentire come il fiume che va. Io troverei la più te.
All right, we are back live here in the studio with Ray Maxwell and Dominic Consolino. We're trying to pair the two together, and we got vino, we got the Casada Siciliana. And the next wine up for bid here,
Montepulciano d'Abruzzo.
From Bricol El Sol, and this one is also made with organically grown grapes. And you were mentioned sulfites.
Yes.
Okay. Is it red wines or white wines that give it to you?
White.
Okay, then you actually may be allergic to sulfites. Whites are higher in sulfites. Some people say they get the headache from the reds.
That's exactly. And a stuffy nose.
That's histamines. Reds are higher in histamines.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
Yeah, I told you he's an educator.
I love Chardonnays, but they do not like me. So
how about dry rosé then?
I'm okay with
it. Yeah, that would be a nice little alternative.
Yeah, I'm absolutely good with
and
those.
And that goes with everything.
Right.
That's the fun thing about dry rosé. I'm sorry.
Ray, I was enjoying wine business meals years ago, and they're pouring a glass. I said, don't give me much. Wine tends to put me asleep. And maybe I didn't. You may have covered this earlier. One of the fellas I worked with at the time, he said he was a wine, really knew a lot about wines. He said, put a glass of water next to your wine and have about as much water as you do wine throughout that glass. So a sip of wine, sip of water. Ever since I started doing that, I really enjoy wine now. I don't fall asleep at the table. What causes that?
I would say it's probably the...
And they were reds, red wines.
Dehydration would be part of it, that you're dehydrated. You know, alcohol does dehydrate. Wait,
that fast, drinking just one glass of wine?
We grew up here in St. Louis. We're used to drinking beer over there from Pestalozzi Street.
Yeah.
And we tend to drink that a bit fast. And one of the mistakes a lot of people tend to make is that they drink their wine as fast as they drink beer. Coming from a beer background and going to wine, I made that mistake more than on one occasion. So I had to learn to slow things down and truly enjoy the experience.
And I've had other people where I was serving wine who said the same thing. Oh, it kind of puts me to sleep. And I said, try the water, so it's possibly dehydration.
Dehydration.
That's very dumb.
I think it's sips over gulps.
Interesting.
Oh.
Interessante.
I thought that was my bottle.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you guys like this Montepulciano?
I love it.
I like about it. How that can be
tough. It's a little bit, little dry, which is my preference.
I should have brought some turkey in or some smoked turkey. I'm falling down on it.
Oh, my God.
I know. But, I mean, you know, you get that acidity, and this is what you need for wine to really go with food. And like I said, you get that little bit of an earthiness with this. This is one that I would recommend with the stuffing in your turkey.
Perfect.
Perfetto.
Stuffing in Chris's turkey.
Oh.
What do you stuff your turkey with?
Turkey with pasta?
Polenta?
That would be good.
Would that be good? You put it with stuffing?
But that would be good, yeah. I had some polenta
to give you a hard time.
I had some Montepulciano last night, some Prosecco.
Look at you.
It was good.
Listen to that.
Some Spedini.
This next song is by
Spedini come facciamo noi.
An entertainer from
Rolotini o Spedini.
He's been here in St. Louis before. Moreno Forzette just released a new song, which is an old song, intitolata The Last Waltz, L'ultimo valse.
Io sto cercando di convincerti che poi non è cambiato niente fra noi. L'ultimo valse con te, l'ultimo valse d'amore. Io ballo insieme a te, un valse tempo per parlare e vedo che te stai per andare, ma come faccio per convincerti, non so che sei la cosa più importante che ho.
We're back on. We're going to continue with some more love music, huh?
Yeah.
I'm feeling the love.
Ma certo.
Feeling the love. Julio Iglesias, Manuela.
Como sueño, son los ojos negros de mi amor, Manuela. Como espiga en primavera, como luna llena es mi amor, Manuela. Sus palabras cariñosas, la mirada inquieta de mi amor, Manuela. Tiene mis sentidos presos, todos mis sueños son para Manuela. Desde que llegó a mi vida, desde aquella tarde, encontré a Manuela. Soy dichoso como nadie, porque cada día me espera dulzura de
esos besos y ese amor inmenso que me da Manuela. Cada día, cada instante, mi ilusión más grande es ver a Manuela. Solo vivo, solo pienso, solo sé que existo por mi amor, Manuela. Desde que llegó a mi vida, desde aquel instante que encontré a Manuela, soy dichoso como nadie, porque cada día me espera la dulzura de sus besos y ese amor inmenso que me da Manuela. Soy dichoso como nadie, porque cada día me espera la dulzura de sus besos y ese amor inmenso que me da Manuela.
All right, and you're listening to the Charles St. Louis Italian Music Program.
About a whole diatribe on wine.
Oh, you thought we were on the air?
No, we weren't on the air, but I think I'm so important that I should share it with everybody. No,
go ahead, share.
Play music.
Nah, no, tell us what you think.
No, I was saying if you buy a bottle of wine, you're not just buying liquid, you're buying like a whole social experience, okay?
Exactly, yeah. So that's like buying
you're inviting friends over. You open the bottle of wine. It's a social time. So you're buying the taste of the wine plus all of the interaction and the conversation,
the camaraderie.
Exactly. So it's,
I love this camaraderie.
So you're trying to say you remember some of those days when you were 17 and got a nice bottle of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill or Matus, and you remember those nights with your buddies?
MD 22
Night Train Express Ripple.
There are positive things about Boone's Farm. I mean, it gets
there are.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I want to hear this.
Y'all better hear this.
Now, you see, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't sell Boone's Farm. I actually sell against it, but I have a lot of respect for those wines. First of all, there is a base quality there, or else they would not still be out on the market. The other thing is, it gets a lot of people who like sweet wine to at least try it, start drinking it, and then go on to something more complex.
It's a
gateway wine, which is a good gateway for the last wine. But first, we're going to do a Nebbiolo before we go to the last wine. But the perfect gateway wine is Moscato. So, everybody out there, rather than Boone's, rather than any of these other sweet wines, drink Moscato, and please drink my Moscato.
Raymond, and then when we're done with this, we're going to have a list of all the wines we drank today.
We'll
have it up on chowstl.com. So, we'll do that so we won't miss a beat.
Okay. Sounds good, but while he's doing that, we're going to do this. A Rat Pack song.
Ah, Rat Pack.
See, sent in. Chris.
Dai giovanotte.
Una canzone del rap da giovanotte.
Giovanotte, dai.
Sì, il brano intitolato Oh Vita.
Qui non è il Mississippi, è nemmeno Atlanta, ma non so che cosa c'è nella mia pelle bianca, che a 14 anni mi ha fatto sentire come nato Hollis Queens, ma sotto falso nome. Ho il passaporto italiano e un cuore mediterraneo, working class hero, con un amore spontaneo per la botte piena e per la moglie ubriaca, la base aerospaziale nel centro di Aracataca, Gabo Marquez, Valentino Rossi ed Happy Days, Diego Velasquez è stato ben attivo per Walk This Way, e quando senti il richiamo della foresta è la mia musica e la tua festa, come posso io non celebrarti via?
vita, oh vita, oh vita. Skip, skip, dive, socializza, ritmo mozzarella, pomodoro e con una pizza, super cali, fragilistico e spiralidoso, uomo paleolitico d'impatto mostruoso, non sono laureato ma posso insegnare ad Harvard, improvviso sul tempo meglio che al Village Vanguard, ormai sono uno standard, un grande classico, quick stop, rock and roll, mister fantastico, se esiste un dio, forse sì, forse no, boh, ma ascolto le storie, disposto a crederci un po', che siamo figli di qualcuno e resta tutto da fare, non ho radici ma piedi per camminare, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita. Ho il flow di un jazzista e il mood di un barista, le ossa rotte riparate a forza di stare in pista, con la pistola d'acqua rapino la banca, la mossa del cavallo a L che la via mi spalanca, verso lo scacco R, verso la rivoluzione, un cantautore con la lingua come una percussione, che batte dove vuole il dente, dove passa la gente, Alcatraz, Razmataz, precipitevolissimevolmente, coraggio, la fantasia in viaggio, e tocco il centro esatto del cuore selvaggio, la foce dell'Orinoco, la poesia al gioco, senti un calore bello, è il sacro fuoco, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita. Boom, 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 ritmo della vita, la barzelletta di una natura domesticata. Ah beh, sì beh, faccia a credere te, che è tutto sempre relativo come piace a me. Non sono qui per il gusto, per la ricompensa, ma per tuffarmi da uno scoglio dentro l'esistenza. Sono un migrante, sono un cantante, un panettiere a Damasco, una stella distante, un pianoforte scordato dentro una sagrestia, l'avanguardia di guardia davanti alla retrovia, nel tempo della paura, aspetto la fioritura, e se una femmina si chiamerà futura, futura, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita, come posso io non celebrarti vita, oh vita, oh vita, oh vita.
All right, we are back live here in the studio. Give us a call at 314-969-7700. I don't know if anybody's going to answer the phone, but
yeah, continuiamo il Red Pack o no?
Continuiamo, sì, 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 abbiamo, sì, un'altra canzone.
Ah, questa di chi? Una favorita.
La tua favorita?
Sì, una mia.
Antics.
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 È la canzone?
La canzone intitolata this Prosecco and Barbaresco and all this stuff.
It really helps your Italian. I notice. I understand you so much better when you're drinking.
Because you're drinking Italian wine.
You, I know. Italian, you, I understand it. Him Everybody better, don't it. You, when he's drinking?
Sì, sì, l'ho capito benissimo.
Ti capisco benissimo. Qual è la canzone?
La canzone intitolata Facciamo le nove.
Le nove.
Facciamo le nove.
Sì.
E dovremmo anche tornare fino a casa prima o poi, ma non sappiamo come, non sappiamo come.
Basta che si va. Brinda con me, ripetimi che andrà tutto bene. A volte anch'io mi sento pieno come sto bicchiere. Viviamo vite che ci intrappolano ragnatele, e non troviamo vie di scampo se non certe sere. E questa sera è quella giusta, domani c'è ferie. Spegni la tele anche se sta passando la tua serie. Diamoci un taglio come fa Fontana sulle tele. Non è solo un diritto stare bene, anche un dovere. Generazione dei cartoni di Lupin, disordinata come i file sopra il tuo desk. Marker nello zaino, facciamo qualche tech, prendendo a calci in strada lattine di Bags Boy. Facciamo più chilometri noi con le Nike, dite con l'X5, certe notti ormai passiamo in cerca di qualcosa combinando guai. Consumiamo spray, finiamo nei cash. Facciamo le nuove, la notte a noi non ci basta, non ci basta, non ci basta. In cerca di qualcosa combinando guai, consumiamo spray, finiamo nei club.
Facciamo le nuove.
Arriva con me, ripetimi che andrà tutto bene, tutto bene, tutto bene. Brinda con me, ripetimi che andrà tutto bene, tutto bene, tutto bene.
Senti lontano il canto di sirene. Andiamo piano, nessuno ci insegue. E siamo così pigri che saltiamo cene. Vagabondi ma non di mestiere. Abbiamo 60 secondi e stanno per scadere. Attraversiamo i bassi fondi di questo quartiere. E siamo stanchi morti ma non vogliamo cadere. Prigionieri della noia legati a catene. Guardami bene, vestiti sporchi di vernice. Qualche cicatrice a ricordarci vecchie scene. Il giorno che viene, se sarà migliore, lasceremo sull'asfalto delle impronte nuove. Facciamo più chilometri noi con le Nike. Dite con l'X5, certe notti ormai passiamo le ore in cerca di qualcosa combinando guai. Consumiamo spray, finiamo nei club. Facciamo le nove. La notte a noi non ci basta. Non ci basta. Non ci basta. In cerca di qualcosa combinando guai. Consumiamo spray, finiamo nei club. Facciamo le nove.
Quando non ci vengono altre idee, noi ce ne siamo in giro ore. Per poi perderci nella città. Che si fa anche se non dobbiamo mai dove. E dovremo anche tornare fino a casa prima o poi. Ma non sappiamo come. Non sappiamo come.
Facciamo più chilometri noi con le Nike. Dite con l'X5 certe notti ormai. Passiamo le ore in cerca di qualcosa combinando guai. Consumiamo spray, finiamo nei club. Facciamo le nove. La notte noi non ci basta. Qualcosa combinando guai. Consumiamo spray, finiamo nei club. Facciamo le nove.
Rida con me, ripetimi che andrà tutto bene. Tutto bene, tutto bene. Brinda con me, ripetimi che andrà tutto bene. Tutto bene, tutto bene.
All right, we are still live in the studio here at 314-969-77.
We might just stay on the
zero,
air.
00. Let's stay on the air.
You know, the crowd, I know he has a pretty big audience. So the our friend who hosts the polka show, Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Hosts the polka hour. He won't mind. He'll just join in with us.
Right. Yeah, sure.
We'll turn it into the Italian polka.
Come on down, Tony. I know you're upstairs.
The Italian polka hour with Tony and the guys.
Tony, start a little bit early.
We're here. We got wine for him. He'll be here.
There you go.
Are we?
Not a problem.
Have we covered all the wines yet, Ray? I've lost track.
This is the Barbaresco.
Oh, the Barbaresco.
Barbaresco and Barolo are made from the Nebbiolo grape. This wine, okay, you're going to get that heavy cherry flavors. So for those of you who have to have a Pinot Noir with some weight, don't buy the Pinot Noir from California that has Petite Syrah or Zinfandel added. Mm-hmm. Buy a Nebbiolo. It actually has some weight. You get the cherry flavors.
Love
this
it.
Actually goes so well comes. With food.
All right.
I'm coming.
Okay, well, while we're opening that, we're going to...
Movie Barbaresco?
Yes.
Barbarella.
Yes.
Barbarella.
Yeah. She was looking for, I believe, Duran Duran.
That's right. Yes.
We're going to go ahead and pay a couple bills, and we'll be right back the show. We'll be right back.
This is Dominic Consolino, owner of Amigetti's on the Hill. A great place to host a party, a birthday party, a retirement party, a wedding rehearsal dinner. You get the point, right? Our banquet rooms seat from 12 to 50 people. Throw a relaxed casual event featuring you and the Amigetti special with authentic Italian pastas and salads. Call me at Amigetti's for details. 314-776-2855.
Welcome to Viviano's. I'm Michael Viviano, and this is Viviano's Festa Italiano. Shop our Italian grocery and deli items today, including everything you need to make an authentic Italian meal. Old world ingredients from sauces, pastas, meats, cheeses, spices, and more, featuring Parmigiano Reggiano, prosciutto, ricotta, and cannoli shells. We prepare sandwiches, pastas, salads, and our homemade tiramisu at our Italian cafe. Or try Viviano's catering for your next celebration. Come to Viviano's, where every day is an Italian festival.
Kick them out.
All right, we're back live here in the studio. We're going to wrap things up here in a couple of minutes, and we'll listen to a few more songs while we have time. And la prossima canzone di Lucio Battisti. La canzone intitolata Arrivederci a questa sera. Right. Captain Antonio.
scordato. Mi piacerebbe che anche tu. Arrivederci a questa sera. Mi spiace tanto per ieri sera. Forse sono stato esagerato. Non farci caso se ancora puoi. La 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 la. Arrivederci. La 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 la. Arrivederci. Che dispiacere sentirsi soli. E rinunciare a avvicinarsi per abbracciarsi e poi fermarsi, restare lì. La 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 la. Arrivederci.
All right, we are back here.
That's an old Lucio Battisti.
That was an old
that
one.
Lucio Battisti. That one is, you said it, kind of Captain and Tennille.
It did. It sounded, when it's I first heard it, was like, oh, is that the Captain and Tennille or what?
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
So we pushed our Italian language lesson off to the very end today, and that's quite deliberate. We wanted to give a few words for those learning the language regarding Thanksgiving. This week is our Thanksgiving week. The word for Thanksgiving is ringraziamento. So we can describe Thursday as il giorno di ringraziamento, or la festa del ringraziamento. And that comes from the verb ringraziare, to give thanks. And so I think it's appropriate, just as you might give thanks before a meal with a preghiera di ringraziamento, which we call grace in English, preghiera di ringraziamento. Before you have your tacchino, your mirtillo rosso americano, or your patate dolci, or your fagiolini, we think that we would like to say thanks to you, our listeners, and our sostenitori, our supporters. Vi ringraziamo tutti. The verb ringraziare, vi ringraziamo. We thank you all for your attention, for your kind giving of your time to listen to our program or watch us on Facebook Live, and for your support, those of you who supported us financially. We hope that you can take some time with your in familia this week to enjoy some time off, enjoy some food together, enjoy some wine, as we tried to do today. And we'll leave you with that.
Well said. Well said, Chris.
Grazie. Ti ringrazio io.
Bravissimo.
Grazie.
I want to wish everyone on my behalf also, and on behalf of Child St. Louis, a happy Thanksgiving. And we hope to see you all or hear you all next week. And don't forget to visit our Facebook page and visit our sponsors and share our comments and leave us your comments as well. And wish everyone a happy festa di ringraziamento and happy Thanksgiving to all. Ciao St. Louis.
Ciao St. Louis.
Serving the Gateway City area since 1921, Variety 770 WEW St. Louis.